Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach. Live, do you want to get well? This is a show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's go to Mike. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. How can I help?
Well, I'm actually calling for my wife. She just found out just a couple weeks ago that she has polycystic ovaries.
Okay.
And so I guess they were talking to us about some other health problems that can come off of that, such as diabetes, because they say normally there's insulin problems and other things. So they're... answer to us was just put her on birth control and whatever progesterone pills they want to give her, and that was their only solution, but we don't really want to do that. So I guess I was looking for some more answers going down the natural side of things.
Sure. No, that's great. I mean, I'm definitely a way to go with PCOS. I mean, it's a challenge, no doubt about it. What is her age?
She's 28.
28.
We'll both be 29 here at the end of this year.
Okay. All right. So you guys, do you have kids already?
We do. We have three, and you know, we want to have more, so.
Oh, that's a blessing, big time.
That makes it, this makes it a little bit more difficult.
Yeah, they start talking about not able to, they start talking that language, not able to have kids, that kind of thing?
Well, it's just, I mean, apparently it's just she's not ovulating, her cycles or. We'll go months at a time without having one, and you know, I guess she's not producing eggs or turning into cysts or whatever happens with it.
Yeah, that's exactly what happens. And they're also excess tissue will throw off inside the uterus and whatnot, and it'll form these cysts, and that's kind of the challenge. Is she? Did they check her hormones? I'm assuming they did. They check. All of her estrogen and her FSH and LH and testosterone, did they check all that?
Her estrogen's up, her progesterone's down.
Okay.
She just went last week to get the, for them to test her insulin level in the morning when she didn't eat and to test her testosterone. And we haven't heard yet what it is, but we're assuming her testosterone will be high.
Yeah, it's typical.
But she just did that last Thursday, actually, so we haven't got the report yet on her testosterone.
Has she gained a bunch of weight recently?
No, she hasn't gained weight recently. The last kid we had was maybe 2 years in this June, and she actually had a birth defect and died. But with that, when...
Oh, my goodness.
With that, when... Because we found out about the terminal birth defect early on, it kind of, she ate a lot more with that pregnancy, so she gained about 50 pounds with it, and she hasn't been able to lose it like she did with the last ones. Right now, she's not terribly overweight, about 30 pounds.
Okay, I got it. Nothing
but,
that she could...
But it just hasn't came off this time, and like it did with the last kids.
And yeah, and that's a lot, the insulin sensitivity, or the insulin... receptors will begin to shut down, and the body has a hard time with that, so it spills over, and she begins to gain weight. So that is a challenge, no doubt. Has she changed her diet? Has she made any kind of lifestyle changes, or that's why you're calling me?
Well, we go back and forth with we'll have a short period of time that we'll do, you know, carrot juicing and you know, greens, and we'll eat a lot of vegetables and fruits, and then we'll go through a period that we eat a lot of pastas and meats and junk. So it just kind of,
comes in waves.
Go back and forth. Right now we're in a stage that we eat more unhealthy than we should, but we do eat some raw, and we've been talking about we want to get back to the juicing and get back to all of it, especially now that we hear this, it gives us more motivation to do it.
So. There's nothing more important. Let me just stress this to you, okay? She's been diagnosed with PCOS. So eating with her and eating along that same line and along that pathway with her is going to be important. That way it encourages her and empowers her. And that's something you obviously want to do, but it's going to be a real big help for her in this. And I think that, you know how you're talking about you have waves where you'll eat well and you'll juice and whatnot. That's fine and great, but that has to be the norm. And I'm juicing is okay. It's not the greatest thing in the world. It's not the biggest thing I advocate for sure. It's more about eating foods that reduce inflammation in the body. And you can go in my book, Empowering Your Health. You can look in the book itself. And you'll find the anti-inflammatory diet. And it's got all the foods that are healthy, that bring health to the body. And it's got all the foods in there that will literally take health out of the body. Obviously, those are the foods you want to avoid in a major way. So just understand that. So at the end of the day, that's the best thing. With PCOS, until you get those blood test results back, and the testosterone, the insulin, then that's going to help you make some decisions about what path to go. But at this point in time, just talking to you, her diet is going to be really, really important, making sure that she's getting a little bit of everything that she needs, no doubt about it. That's just good old common sense. But with PCOS, that's a big deal because, again, you're playing around with insulin, and the estrogen goes up. See, the estrogen being high is going to cause her to have a hard time losing weight. So based on what the other hormones come back as, I'm surprised they didn't check FSH and LH. Those are pretty important. So you might want to ask them if they could check all the hormones, and maybe they normally don't, but you can get a definitive diagnosis based on what they just checked. But and they're just doing the bare bones. But I mean, as far as the treatment goes for her, and even more on the medical side of things, more on the traditional side, it's important to have those other blood tests. So you might want to ask for them. But for her, just literally exercising, okay, making a commitment. And literally, you guys changing the way you eat together, because that's going to build up your little baby steps or your daily steps that you can take every single day. That's going to accumulate in that health account, and you're going to look back 4 months from now with this diagnosis and potentially can make some radical changes in her. But it's going to make great changes in you because obviously they're all health-minded changes. And that's one of the main things you want to focus on. So, again, if you're looking for kind of a roadmap, it's the diet. The diet makes the difference, and it really does. And the exercise. It's been proven with PCOS to make sure you're exercising minimum 20 minutes. I'm a big advocate of 30 minutes, but at least 4 days a week, I think five. So even with the kids and all of that, get a sitter if you need to or somebody to watch the kids so she can get that 30 minutes or so a day of exercise, because it's vital. That's as much of a recommendation than anybody. I mean, you look at the research on that, it's pretty strong. That's why lifestyle, our choices that we make every single day, they play such a role in our health. And I know you're her biggest cheerleader and her biggest fan, and rightfully so. So just help her, encourage her. On the days that she's feeling a little bit tired, on the days that she's a little bit weary, on the days that she just doesn't feel like doing it, without bossing her around, you know what I mean? Give her the encouragement to be able to know out that she can do it and that the goal for her is right around the corner. You guys want to have more kids and don't let something like this hold you back when there's some great things you can do to empower yourself. Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today with a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices. They currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium
calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Oh. Healthy Talk Radio online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. We talk a lot about brain chemistry and brain health on the show, and rightfully so, because probably the most important organ that we have. Matter of fact, it can only last, did you know the brain can only last 20 minutes without oxygen? Everything else can last 6 hours. Pretty incredible. When you do CPR, you're doing it for the brain, really, not for anything else. And it's amazing how the body can change. But the brain is powerful. And the mind controls everything. Mentally, literally, if you can shift your mindset, you can change so much within the body. You change the mind, it's like changing the rudder on a ship. It will completely change your course if you change your mind. And with our health, it's so important because our choices that we're making, we eat certain ways, and we've been doing it for a long period of time. We exercise in certain ways that will give us certain results, and we've been doing that for a long period of time. And it's making those changes in our life that will yield the results that we're always looking for, but we have to know which way to go. And cognitive function, your brain health, having a strong mind throughout our life is critical. I mean, it is so critical. It's almost more critical than having an in-shape body, because if your mind is in shape and it's fit, from everything from depression and anxiety and bipolar, all of these things, which some of them cannot be helped. A lot of them are nutritional deficiencies. However, many of them have to be managed with medication, and there's strong genetic links, especially with bipolar and schizoaffective disorders and that sort of thing. So understanding that and making sure that you understand these key principles is important. And the brain chemistry, these neurotransmitters, are so vital to keep healthy. And nutrition, basic nutritional principles, can be a great foundation all the way around when you're keeping the brain healthy. There's an article that came out about 4 in 10 over the age of 85 have cognitive impairment. A cognitive impairment just means that your ability to focus and your ability to rationalize and process information is impaired. So more than 4 in 10 women over the age of 85 have some type of cognitive impairment, according to a new study. And the research results show that nearly 18% of women over 85 have dementia, 23% have more mild cognitive impairment, and the prevalence of dementia doubles after the age of 90 compared to women who are age 85 to 89. Now, people 85 years or older are often referred to as the oldest old. I don't know if I like that. But researcher Dr. Yaffe of the University of California in San Francisco and colleagues write in the Archives of Neurology, this group is the fastest growing segment of the U.S. population and is expected to increase by 40% during the next decade alone. Researchers say the findings highlight the need to screen for cognitive impairment in older people, especially high-risk groups, such as people with a history of stroke or depression. And rightfully so, it's very good. And to cater to these folks and to make sure that we're doing research for them to really improve their life and empower their life is important, because at the end of the day, we can focus on the 30-somethings and the 40-somethings and making sure that those in the 50-somethings now, the baby boomers and all, who are really concerned about their health. But at the end of the day, what about that segment of 85 and older that we're seeing now, the oldest old, that they're saying, I think it's the youngest young, but that's my opinion. And this age bracket that maybe is getting left behind, because so many, especially in American culture, when you reach a certain age, you're kind of discarded for youth. And the focus is on the youth and not on you anymore, rather than the cultures of old, where age is actually more found to be more beautiful and have more splendor to it. I know. You're thinking, not in this culture, but it's true. Many cultures do have that. So it's important to make sure you take care of your brain. Here's some brain healthy tips for the average person to maintain good quality memory and keep good focus, good energy levels. Omega-3 fats, number one. Omega-3 fats are so important. Cod liver oil, my favorite. Don't do the gel caps. You always want to do the oil. is omega-3 fats. There's strong research behind it of how it affects prostaglandins, lowers inflammation. It feeds, it's almost like it just feeds the nerves. It gives nourishment to the nerves, which are so important for overall brain health. So making sure you get plenty of the omega-3 fatty acids. The other is to make sure you get plenty of the protein foods in your diet. Don't go protein-free and do a bunch of carbohydrates. Fats are important too, but the proteins have been found to be really important. Red meat, organic, grass-fed, of course. Whole eggs, not just the egg whites. Dark, or not dark, but hard cheeses have also been shown to be very helpful for the nervous system, especially for brain health. And then there are certain supplements that are very beneficial too for general brain health that you can look into. And vitamin B6, pyridoxal-5-phosphate, is just a key that we see a common thread throughout all of the neurotransmitters, GABA, serotonin, acetylcholine, and also serotonin. And it's dopamine. And it's so vital to make sure that the right nutrients and the right cofactors are going through your bloodstream all the time, so it balances out those key neurotransmitters and brain chemicals. So those are some tips to be very helpful for your brain chemistry. And exercise is number 4. They found time and time again that exercise, physical exercise, increases brain function. And it doesn't matter what it is, because as we age, it's kind of like that old adage, you use it, you lose it, or you don't use it, you lose it. It's true. And so coming up with different activities and exercise that you enjoy doing on a regular basis is so critical. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Sarah. Hi, Sarah. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, my question is, I've got an immune disorder, hypergammaglobulinemia, and I take a monthly antibody infusion. And I was curious to know if there's any other kind of a treatment that I could do besides doing the infusion.
Well, for the infusion, actually, not really, because the infusion, depending on the level, the blood test levels, that's real important information, too. So they checked everything. What are they saying? They're saying that's absolutely the only option?
That's what I've been doing now for the last 2.5, almost 3 years since I got diagnosed with it.
But... All right, let me go into this commercial break, Rebecca, and we'll get into this in just a moment.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, lower high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Seen seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste? By far. Best results? By far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Healthy Talk Radio online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. You can send me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. Now, going to the break, we were talking with Rebecca. Rebecca, you've been dealing with an immune disorder, and let's talk about that. Get back into it. So hypogammaglobulinemia, and it's not a lot of fun. So they've been giving you treatments, infusions, right?
Yes, I've been getting the infusions now for almost 3 years. I get them once a month, they take about 4 hours to have the treatment.
Right. Now, how has it worked for you? Because that is standard treatment. You're asking me if there's anything else you can do, but how has that worked? Has it kept you fairly well? Have you avoided a lot of the bacterial and viral infections, or how's that worked for you?
So far, it's done pretty well, I say. I did catch a bacterial infection and was hospitalized for 9 days with that. And then I've caught that H1N1 flu, and I was hospitalized with that. I'm just very susceptible to pneumonias and bacterial infections. I've had the shingles, meningitis, you name it, I would pick it up. And then since I started the treatments, I've had 2 hospitalizations with, like I said, the flu and then the pneumonia. But it's just that it's so costly, you know, the treatments are so expensive and they're hard on my system.
Yeah,
because
they
I've
are.
Noticed I've noticed that I'm starting to have bloating and problems with my kidneys and my liver.
Now, they're definitely harming the system, no doubt about it. It's that trade-off when you're looking to build the body as best you can, and then, of course, at the end, you're dealing with this health challenge. So there's a lot of things you can do from more of a natural perspective to help the immune system. And unfortunately, the infusions being a standard of care right now for that condition, I'm not saying that this could replace it ever, because you probably have to continue doing that, but it might help. It might help in the recovery of the body. It might help in creating a good foundation for you all the way around, because regardless of your health challenge, and especially if your immune system's compromised like yours is, then what you eat every single day, the exercise that you get to help build the immune system, which it does, cutting down inflammation, that's a key. So there are supplements that can help, but in this condition, it's not really, that can't be the overriding factor. I mean, and so here's the deal with the infusion, you got to be very careful that things don't mix and match. So the antioxidants, things like alpha lipoic acid and vitamin C, keeping your vitamin D levels up. I mean, these are basics. I mean, this is basic concepts, but they still work. They work very well, but your eating habits are going to be the big key. Cutting out gluten, which we know gluten is a protein found in wheat in most grains, and it is a big trigger for these types of conditions. So where do you find gluten? You find it in all your flour-based foods. So bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, any kind of flour-based food. Probably a lot of what you eat on a regular basis. And cutting out gluten, it takes about 7.5 weeks for the brain for the body and the brain to rid itself of gluten, and so it takes some time. And they do make gluten-free options, so it's not like you can't have flour-based foods at all, but the gluten-free options are going to be a little bit better, definitely, in your situation. Also, cow's milk, dairy. The casein protein is very hard on the body, and when you've got a condition and an immune disorder like yours, that's one thing you definitely want to steer clear of. Because at the end of the day, these small choices you're making every day matter, and they make a big, big impact in your overall health. And the one thing you don't want to do is keep doing the same thing over and over again that you've been doing for 3 years and expect a different result. Just hope for the best it's going to get better, because 9 times out of 10, it won't. And you've got to be making these proactive choices every day to make sure that you're getting the results that you need. And that's why from a natural perspective or a nutritional perspective, there's so much you can do, and it'll make you feel empowered. That's the one thing I love about diet and nutrition and making these types of choices, is that you can really focus and start making better choices for yourself, which is in turn going to create a long-term effect and create a better foundation for you. So you'll look back a year from now and say, hey, you know what? I've picked up some new habits. I've made some better choices. I've put the right kind of foods in my body. I've exercised. I've drank plenty of water. I mean, all the basics. And, of course, rest. When you've got immune compromised disorder, rest is really important. Sarah, now we've got you on the line. How can I help?
I went to the doctor with pain on my right side under my rib cage, and I had an ultrasound, and I did not have gallstones. It's mostly after I eat, and when I take a deep breath, it hurts. They did a nuclear test and found out that my gallbladder was functioning at 6%. And the pain isn't bad enough to have surgery just to relieve the pain, but I'm calling to find out if it's causing any damage to my system to have a gallbladder functioning at 6%, and if there's anything I can do besides surgery.
Yeah, there's a lot. I mean, actually, the gallbladder is one of those systems that there's a lot you can do to clear it out. Now, functioning at 6% is pretty low, and as long as they're saying everything's good, not to have surgery, I'm a big fan of that all the way around. Here's two things, though. One thing we know about the gallbladder is it can get full of like a sludge-type material. It may not be stones, but it can almost be like a mud-type substance, like sand. And when that gets full in there, it keeps it from functioning at a high level. So one of the ways to clear that out, there's a flush that is in my book that you could look into. And it's called a liver gallbladder flush. And basically what you do is you use extra virgin olive oil and freshly squeezed lemon juice. But first, you actually juice apples, and you'll drink a solution of half water, purified water, of course, and freshly juiced apple juice. You'll mix that and drink it for 3 days, And that's all you do. So you need to check with your doc and make sure that you don't have any conditions that would keep you from doing that. But it's great because you sip on a solution. You probably drink a gallon of it a day, and you drink on it every 15 minutes. So your blood sugar levels stay stabilized. You don't get weak and tired. And then the evening of the third night, 2 hours before bed, 4 ounces of extra virgin olive oil and 4 ounces of lemon juice freshly squeezed, and it tastes terrible. But what it does, it causes a contraction while you're sleeping of a hormone called cholecystokinin, or CCK. And it causes the gallbladder to contract and push out a lot of that sludge. And then, of course, you can wake up the next day, you'll pass it through your stool, and the gallbladder potentially can be functioning at a higher level, which is great. A lot of people pass stones, and it's really a great flush to look into. But, again, not knowing any of your history and not – you definitely want to check with someone on that. Anyway, that's one option. The other theory is with the gallbladder, and this is coming from more of Chinese medicine or acupuncture, is that when we get low in acetylcholine, which acetylcholine is a brain chemical, it's a neurotransmitter, the number one that we use more than any. And with acetylcholine levels, when it gets low, then memory declines, but also you can lose function in the gallbladder. They are connected. And one of the reasons people go through a lot of emotional stress, a lot of mental stress, it can start causing that pain underneath the rib cage. And when acetylcholine levels get low, that can be one of the main culprits. So that is something to look into as well. And ways to raise acetylcholine levels, a lot of the protein-based foods can raise acetylcholine from a natural perspective and support that. You might want to look into your own personal life and see if there's anything holding you back, if you've gone through stress, if you feel guilty about something, or there's a relationship where there's unforgiveness. Literally, that can play a big role in the gallbladder, and it sounds kind of hokey, but it's based on Chinese medicine, been around a lot longer than our system, and they've got meridian pathways that connect the gallbladder through acetylcholine and, of course, that brain chemical in that pathway. So something to look into is interesting. Protein foods like red meat, chicken, turkey, also salmon, hard cheeses, and yogurt, goat's milk yogurt specifically, can help raise acetylcholine levels. Galantamine, huperzine, vitamin B6, pyridoxal 5-phosphate, and also vitamin B12, those are all connected together and can help raise acetylcholine levels. Phosphatidylcholine, too, which is lecithin, is found in egg yolks. Whole eggs are very good, by the way, too, for raising those acetylcholine levels. So there's several options. But, yeah, I mean, the fact that you don't have to have it surgically removed is a huge deal. But you might want to consider some of those other options. Plus, you might want to support the body with bile salts, too. Glycine and taurine, those two amino acids, can make that happen as well. Hope that helps. 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio. You can give me an email, asaandrew.com. I'll be glad to make it part of the show or answer it in private as well. Let's go now to Sam. Hi, Sam.
I recently had a heart cath, and the doctor that did it in the surgery told me he thought my heart wasn't pumping enough blood. Went back to my regular heart doctor. He said that it was something called a crazy old woman disease, and that I had these blood vessels that weren't opening enough to help with my oxygen. What happens is when I run or exercise, he said my nitric oxide levels weren't high enough.
That's right.
How he termed it.
Yeah.
But when I run or exercise, it gets like I'm having a heart attack.
Yes, exactly.
Chest pain, my left arm will start hurting, my neck will start hurting, and I'll usually end up getting a type of, like a slight headache.
That's pretty typical. Yeah, NO2, nitric oxide, plays a big role. And it's because of the vasoconstriction, but the NO2, when you can increase NO2 in the body, it increases vasodilation, which is, it relaxes the vessels and allows them to kind of relax and let the blood flow freely through them. When you have that constriction going on, it creates a nightmare within the vessels. So there are some natural things that can be helpful. First, jumping on a mini trampoline, the same thing you would do similar for blood pressure, is very good. It's been studied, proven through Harvard University. Also, something like arginine, citrulline, NADH, and green tea extract. There are certain supplements that they put all those combinations together that increase the NO2 production. Is totally natural, and it works great for the body. It's great for erectile dysfunction as well. Same concept, but that might be something you want to look into.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Check out the show 24/7 at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. You can check us out. If you haven't gone on Facebook and Twitter, you need to. All kinds of great things coming up. New TV show will be launching here soon. We want to keep you posted on everything going on within the show. Email came in. Karen in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, says, I currently am battling breast cysts. Is this diet related? Well, it can be. It just depends. And I do encourage you to make sure that you get with a specialist regarding that. And I'm sure you're going to your primary care, but it's going to be good to have someone, even in gynecology, that would look at that and have them double check it. And if they need to move on from there, just don't let it go. If you feel anything, lumps, cyst, whatever, always get it checked out. Do not let that go one day, because time is your friend. And if you're dealing with cancer, not saying this is, Karen, but if you're ever dealing with cancer, time is always, it can work against you and it can be one of your greatest weapons. So it's important to look at that in the middle of it all. So yeah, I mean, I would get that checked out, and there are some diet things you can do to help that. One of the biggest reasons that we can see cystic formation in the breast tissue is a lack of iodine. We need iodine, men do, but women need it three times as much as we do. It's a trace mineral. And it is found some in table salt. We really removed it from our diet back in the 1950s. Japan probably has the highest intake of iodine, and they have some of the lowest rates of certain cancers, we believe, because of that. But yeah, I mean, iodine is critical. And 150 micrograms a day is the baseline needs for a male, and they need it for the thyroid. But for a woman, they need 450 micrograms a day, just bare minimum. So that's something to think about, something to look into for sure, because at the end of the day, that's a challenge within itself, is to make sure you're getting enough. So cystic formation, they need it, the 450 micrograms, let's break it down. Women need 150 micrograms for thyroid, 150 micrograms for the ovaries, and 150 micrograms for breast tissue. If you're lacking or deficient, which we are in America and the United States, that's why most women have thyroid conditions about twice, 2 to 1 to men. So that's one of the major issues and one of the main challenges of why that can be an issue. So anyway, you might want to look into iodine supplementation, do some research on that. Broda Barnes wrote a great book on it, famous endocrinologist, and it can be beneficial to your health. Also, proteolytic enzymes are known to help reduce cystic formation in the body if it's due to proteins not being able to be broken down. Proteolytic enzymes are pretty easy to find. You can get them at health food stores and all that kind of thing, but they can help break down cyst, sebaceous cyst, and even all kinds of cystic formation, fibroids, potentially, and they can be helpful at breaking those down. Not that they can eliminate them, and that doesn't work for everyone. There's just some research behind that. So, giving you some options. Of course, don't forget, good foundation, the things you eat every single day, following a good anti-inflammatory diet. That's the one I'm a big fan of, because it's in my book. But I think that those kind of things are always helpful, regardless of your health challenge. I hope that helps. Quote for the day, Dr. Seuss, I think one of all of our favorites. Be who you are and say what you feel, because those who mind don't matter, and those who matter don't mind. The Cat in the Hat, you got to love it. New therapy, slow vision loss in diabetics. Researchers have found that two new treatments that could slow the progression of vision loss in high-risk adults with type 2 diabetes. This vision loss, called diabetic retinopathy, is caused by damage to the blood vessels in the retina. In diabetics with retinopathy, the blood vessels can leak and cause the retina to swell. And abnormal new blood vessels can also develop, which cause vision loss. In the recent study they did, they followed about 2,800 people over a four-year period. Many people with diabetes have microvascular problems, that's pretty standard, which can result in problems or issues with the kidneys and amputation of toes and feet. That'll make you think twice about eating the donut every morning. And the only place they said that you can directly observe the microvascular in the back of the eyes, one of the physicians at Wake Forest University Baptist Medical Center said that we have seen in the eyes potentially an indicator of what's happening in other parts of the body. So what they're saying is that even if you're not seeing symptoms in other areas of the body, if they can look into the eyes and begin to see the deterioration within the vessels and the progression of the retinopathy, you can bet your bottom dollar that the breakdown is happening in the extremities, potential neuropathies are forming, and so the eyes are the window to the rest of the body. We've always heard that, and this is just another case with standard traditional medicine that can prove that along the way. So it's very interesting to see how this is going. So if you're dealing with diabetes and you're heading down that path, just understand that it's one of the number one health challenges that can be reversed. So don't think that you have to be stuck in it. Don't think that you have to go down that line and just because grandma had it and grandpa had it that you're stuck with it and you can't do anything about it. You can. You can do something about it. You just have to make some radical lifestyle changes. And when you start making these radical lifestyle changes, that's when you can see the results that you've been looking for. But no one else can make that change but you. You have to be the one. Okay? 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. We have the 7 health prescriptions. You can go to asaandrew.com and check that out. Marital strife is linked to infants' sleeping woes. Infants who are exposed to marital discord are more likely to have trouble sleeping during infancy. And when they approach the toddler age, researchers found that in this study that if parents could eliminate their bickering and their fighting, it would enhance the personality characteristics of the child and create stability with them and increase their sleep time all the way up from 9 months to 18 months old. So if you guys are fighting all the time and you have a child, you just need to either chill out or somebody needs to move out for a period of time so you can figure it out so that child can have a healthy home and begin to build health of its own. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, John Garrison, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I may say, Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and giving with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with...
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you, to empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit earthfare.com.